Eagles announcing that Carson Wentz will be back this week, week three of the NFL season, when they take on the Colts at Lincoln Financial Field Sunday. Mike Wallace out with a broken fibula, Harry. And the Eagles looking for wide receiver help as well. And to give us his insight on that and much more, Brandon Lee Gouton from BleedingGreenNation.com joins us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline. Brandon, how you doing today?
Guys, I'm doing pretty well, considering Carson Wentz is going to be back on Sunday.
Well, there's a lot going on right now, man. So much to get into. The Eagles, even money favorites now, according to Vegas, and odd shark to land Josh Gordon. So a lot to get into. Let's start first and foremost with the quarterback. Do you believe that this date was targeted right out of the chute, and they've been kind of waiting for this nine-month period since the surgery, and this was kind of the plan all along?
It sounds like this has been in the plans for a little bit now. I mean, obviously, we had seen Peter King a couple weeks ago say that week one wasn't realistic. Back before the season, he had said that week three date was more of the target area. We've seen a bunch of signs lately, even going back to last week. Chris Bortenson had said week three was kind of what the Eagles were feeling all of along. I've seen Carson Wentz in every practice he's been in this offseason. I thought he looked really good. I thought there was a chance he would play week one. So he has been looking really good, and it was a little bit of a surprise to me when he didn't play week one just because of how good he looked. He is back now. I don't think they're rushing him. I think he's genuinely ready.
Hey, Brandon, given all that, do you think if Carson or Nick Foles and this Philadelphia Eagles offense had looked more sharp, more crisp, not only in week one but yesterday, do you think Carson would still be getting the start next week, or do you think they'd sort of extend it maybe another week or so?
It's a fair question. It's certainly on your mind, but I don't think that was the factor. I just think this team knows that their ceiling is at its highest when Carson Wentz is playing. I know that may sound a little funny considering they won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles, but look, we all know that this team was just so well set up going into the postseason last year because of Carson Wentz. I mean, this is a guy who easily could have been the NFL MVP last year. He is the difference maker for this team. When you look at a game like yesterday the Eagles played, and it's not that Nick Foles played bad and he was the reason they lost, but he wasn't the reason they weren't able to ultimately overcome the adversity. And I think that's exactly who Carson Wentz is. He can come in here, and maybe not right away, obviously there's some kind of adjustment here, but when he is at his best, he can carry this team.
Joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, Brandon Lee Gouton, Eagles reporter, manager, editor-in-chief of Bleeding Green Nation. You can follow him on Twitter, at Brandon Gouton. Brandon, obviously, one of the things in your 12 observations that you mentioned on the game yesterday was that the Eagles need more help on offense. We probably know where you're pointing with that when you look at the wide receivers that they've trotted out there without Alshon Jeffrey being available. So two-part question. First and foremost, is Josh Gordon a viable option for the Eagles? Do you think that's one they should consider, or are there other options out there, like maybe Dez Bryant or Jeremy Maclin or somebody else?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to do something, right, guys? I mean, you're playing Kamara Aiken 78% of the snaps. That's not going to cut it. And the other receivers, with Jeffrey still out, with Mac Hollins on injured reserve, with Mike Wallace suffering a fractured fibula, your four healthy receivers right now are Nelson Agholor, Aiken, DeAndre Carter, and Shelton Gibson, who had kind of a knee issue pop up in the injury report last week, so I don't even know if he's 100%. And even if he is, it's clear the coaching staff doesn't even really trust that guy. So the Eagles are in a dire straits here. I think Josh Gordon absolutely makes more sense with Wallace being out. I mean, they're going to have to do something. And with Gordon being out there, look, it's not a cure-all by any means, and there's obviously risk associated with that guy. I mean, he's just been so unreliable. And the fact that the Browns are finally moving on from him now after giving him all this time and being patient with him, and the fact that Gordon is apparently dealing with a hamstring issue too. Like, there's a lot of red flags there, but the Eagles are just in a spot right now where they have to do something. They can't just go through these games with Kamara Aiken and DeAndre Carter and Shelton Gibson as their starting receivers.
Yeah, I know, you know, Josh Gordon is anything but a lock to suit up and play given his history, but I think this locker room would be a really good situation for a guy like him to sort of, you know, keep him basically on the straight and narrow and give him a real opportunity to resurrect his career.
That's another thing you always have to consider. See, it's funny when you bring that up because you can always go, yeah, this is a good locker room for those kind of guys. At the same time, you have to think about, you know, they didn't build this locker room with those kind of guys. Mm-hmm. Like, so you have to consider, okay, maybe we're and not right now, I'm saying just because you had him, but just over time, if you keep thinking that way, you might just find yourself with a locker room of guys that aren't as intended to be as the team was last year. So I think right now, in the framework of this locker room, yes, they can bring him in, and it can work. But, I mean, it's another risk they have to consider when you're thinking about the price it'll take to get this guy.
Brandon Lee Gauton joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline from BleedingGreenNation.com. Check out their coverage. It's always phenomenal. I love your website, man, and all the stuff that you guys provide. And give them a follow on Twitter, at Brandon Gauton. Let me ask you this, because did you get the sense in that press conference? I thought Doug was pretty revealing. He mentioned Jay Ajayi, who, of course, came with a little baggage from Miami. LeGarrette Blount was also mentioned, who was a guy that had some baggage when he got here. Both have fallen in line pretty good. Do you feel like Doug was kind of tipping his hand? Because he also alluded to the fact that bringing in a veteran to help out this team would be much better and maybe a higher chance of success than bringing in a rookie.
Yeah, that was interesting. I mean, that's certainly not him saying, oh, we're fine with what we have.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't be, because that's just not the reality of the situation here. I mean, again, they're going to have to make some kind of move. And maybe with that, like what he's saying there, maybe you're also, Jeremy Maclin is a consideration just because of he has this history with the organization. They actually tried to sign him last offseason when they were better off at receiver. Now they're much worse off. So I wouldn't be shocked if they try to revisit that. Well, I wouldn't be shocked if they're showing interest in Gordon. I feel like that could be a very Howie Roseman move to potentially buy low if that's possible. So they have options here, and they're going to have to do something.
You know, given the depth chart that evolved yesterday during the game at the wideout position, what does it say about what they think of Dallas Goedert right now, that he didn't get one single target in the game?
That is beyond frustrating. Yeah. I can't believe that the Eagles, I know rookie tight ends typically take time to adjust to the league. I'm not expecting Dallas Goedert to come in here and be the savior of the offense.
No.
And neither should anyone. That's not what we're asking for. We're just asking to see, hey, maybe more than zero targets. I mean, for a guy who you traded up for in the second round, why is Josh Perkins getting six targets? Why is Kamar Aiken getting six targets? That's 12 combined, while Dallas Goedert is getting none. So that's pretty frustrating, the fact that he's not making any kind of impact right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right about that. We appreciate it, Brandon. We're going to definitely look forward to talking to you up the road again. Go to BleedingGreenNation.com. Check out the podcast as well. We appreciate the time today, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.